Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
If you just look at the numbers, you're like, yeah, Ravens had a decent day on the ground, 184 yards, 6 yards a carry, but the red zone was an abject failure. So yesterday, John Harbaugh had his weekly Monday press conference, and he was asked about his offensive line.
You put the best five players out there. The best five players are the guys, the best of the guys, five guys who are playing the best. That's what you do. It's not even a hard answer. So the question is pretty much, yeah, we're putting the best five players out there, and they're playing pretty darn good. Can they play better? Sure. And you evaluate it play by play. Every single position, you evaluate it play for play for play for play. And some plays are great. Some plays are good. Some plays need to be better. You want them to be better, and you try to improve on them. So that's how it goes with every position. So, and there's always going to be areas where, you know, that from one game to the next can play better or whatever. So that's how it works. You put your team out there and you compete. That's what we've been doing. So. All of our guys, including our offensive line, you know, fight and compete and get after it, you know, and that's what those guys are doing too. So none of our positions are perfect, and they're not perfect either. So, but they're trying to be. So we put our best group out there and we fight. That's what we do.
So he said a lot there. And a couple things I'll agree with. They're trying. They're fighting. I think they think this is their best five.
Yeah.
They're playing darn good football. Part of it, though, I think you can push back a lot there.
Yeah, I mean, look, they're not up to their standard running the football. There's no two ways about it. We just documented in the opening segment the quarterback's role in it, and it certainly goes far beyond that. Look, they're averaging 5.5 yards per carry on first down. If you just look at that number overall. You know, it's in the top five in the league, and you'd say that's pretty good. But when you drill down on down and distance and first down carries, you know, when you're in plus territory, the 30 you're in, it's been a problem. You know, this is a team that's usually off the charts in rushing EPA. True Media has them all the way down. I mean, they've got them 12th.
All the way
12th.
Down.
Like, that's not where we're accustomed to seeing them. There haven't been the preponderance of explosive runs in years past. And if not for the few they've had, these numbers would look significantly worse. It's also worth noting, and I think this number is going to be one to continue monitoring without Bateman and without a deep ball presence. They're seeing an 8-man box 34% of the time. That is top four in the NFL, and I don't think that's going away. You know, red zone rushing touchdowns, they are all the way down at 22nd in the NFL with just 6 red zone rushing touchdowns. Remember, Derrick Henry last year was good for a touchdown a game, and most of those were – in the red zone.
Yes.
There were the occasional 70-yarder, but most of that was finishing drives on the ground.
He was automatic.
In the red zone. That's just not who they are. Last year, they were number one team in the league when you look at percentage of their runs that go for 5 yards or more. This year, they're 13th. So this is not what it usually looks like.
It's completely different than last year. And we said all offseason that wasn't going to happen again. A 30-year-old running for over 1,900 yards and rushing for almost 6 yards per carry. But if you're looking for a glass half full here, Henry's been a lot better in this five-game mm-hmm. stretch than the first five-game stretch. He had 317 yards in the first five-game stretch, and in three of the last 5 games, he's ran for over 100 yards. But when you drill down on more of the numbers when it comes to Derrick Henry, the red zone, you can go back to that, where he's more rush attempts than yards. And also something that jumped out to me, guys, where Henry was the closer for them last mm-hmm. year, where in the fourth quarter, they had a lead. The opposing team knew the Ravens were going to run the football, and the defense couldn't stop it. This year, in terms of yards per carry, 3.7 yards per carry in the fourth quarter. That's the lowest in any quarter for Henry this year.
I feel like some of this is machismo. And what I mean by that is the Ravens, and Monk knows this because last year he did it, and the year before they had success with it. In situations where you knew the Ravens were going to run the football, short yardage, they're like, we're going to put our hat on your hat, and we're going to push you forward, and we're going to get that yard. And more often than not, they did.
Of course.
In those situations this year, they never get it.
Well,
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price, so that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month, required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Third and fourth and one conversion rate, they're 25th in the NFL. So they're not bullying people. That's the opposite. They're getting bullied. They're getting pushed back. Cool. And they keep leaning into the idea that because we got a 300-pound fullback and because we have Lamar Jackson, because we have a 260-pound running back, we're going to be able to get it. But they can't.
Guys, I mean, they put the game away on a gadget play with Mark Andrews.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Awesome play call. Really awesome play call. The only reason they ran that is because they stink in short yardage and they needed to do something kind of gimmicky. And it was a great play call, yeah. Perfectly executed. Give them a ton of credit. But if it was last year, they're not running that play call. They don't need to.
No, and you saw it Sunday in short yard. Like, they were 1-for-4 in the red zone, and it would seem like on first down every time. You were talking about it yesterday. You were yelling with Mateo, run, pass. They'd hand the ball off to Henry, and he'd get stopped for no gain or a half-yard loss every time.
Well, and look, I think they're going to have to play with more pace. I've been saying that forever, and they need Justice Hill back. And then just one other reason why I've been calling since probably week 3 for more diversity in the run game, because I do think this guy's hitting the wall a little bit, and this isn't going to be a year where Lamar runs for 1,000 yards, and this offensive line does suck. Guess which team is dead last as a team in tackle avoid percentage?
Ravens. I'm
going to say the Ravens.
10.6%. Dead last as a team. And that's not Derrick Henry. And they probably need to win. They've been running the ball up the middle quite a bit and not doing it very well all year, especially when they really need it in those third and fourth and short situations. I think they need to win more on the outside, and they probably need to win more on the outside with people who don't have 3,000 career carries under their belt.
Well, it's very clear, and especially going back to the red zone, Derrick Henry running up the gut, that's just not happening. And they did it repeatedly against Cleveland, especially late in that football game, and you're getting nothing. It was going nowhere.
They face a Jets team on Sunday, and Trevion Henderson ran all over them. Now, their Patriots offensive line is better than the Ravens offensive line, and the Jets did just trade Quinnen Williams from the middle of their defensive line. So it'll be curious to see what that looks like coming Sunday.
Yeah, it's amazing. Last year, second in the NFL, 25.3% tackle avoidance rate. This year, 10.3%, worst in the NFL.
You might need to
switch some things up.
Coming up next, we have wrapped up Week 11 in the National Football League with the Cowboys' win over the Raiders last night, and we'll look back at some of the big games. Obviously, the Eagles beat the Lions. We'll hear from Dan Campbell. The Rams outlast the Seahawks. Hear from Sean McVay. It's League at Large next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.